Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. How would you like to fly first class anywhere in the world free of charge? Every time I fly internationally, I fly first class in my own fully reclining seat for free. In this lesson, I'll teach you the tricks of the trade, how you can accumulate frequent flyer miles without ever getting on an airplane so that when you're actually ready to take a trip, you can fly in luxury and land rested and ready to go. Did you know that you can accumulate airline frequent flyer miles by selecting credit cards that give you 1 mile for every dollar you spend? Do you know the best way to use those miles to gain the greatest value? Right now, I'm getting ready for my trip to Thailand, where I'll be traveling for more than 27 hours, including one 16-hour flight. Unlike many people who would dread this type of trip, I'm looking forward to it because I'm flying in first class. And unlike first class seats on domestic flights, international first class provides you with twice the legroom and a reclining seat that opens into a bed. It's nice. Now, here's how we accumulate miles. My wife and I have a United Airlines credit card that we use for all our personal purchases, and I have an American Airlines credit card I use for all my business purchases. Having two credit cards allows me to easily separate my business and personal expenses, and it allows me to collect miles on two airlines, giving me more options when I travel. Both credit cards give us one frequent flyer mile for every dollar we spend. Now, don't stop listening because you don't have any plans to fly internationally for business. How would you like to go on that African safari you've always wanted to do? Would you like to visit the Great Wall of China, scuba dive Australia's Great Barrier Reef, ski in the Swiss Alps, or attend the Rio Olympics? The best use of accumulated miles is to fly internationally. Both United and American require 25,000 miles for a domestic round-trip coach ticket. From Tampa, I can fly just about anywhere in the United States for less than $300 as long as I plan in advance. This means that each mile has a value of just over 1 cent per mile. For a first-class international award ticket, both airlines require an average of 135 to 145,000 miles. If you would pay cash for such a ticket, the fare would range anywhere from $5,000 to $18,000 depending upon where you're traveling. When I use my accumulated miles for international trips, each mile has a value of just over 5 cents per mile, five times the value of a domestic coach seat. While I almost always fly coach when traveling domestically, flying coach internationally is just an awful experience. It is virtually impossible to sleep in a coach class seat, and if you do, you won't sleep long. Whether you are traveling internationally for business or pleasure, you don't want to land feeling exhausted and aching all over. Compare saving $1,500 by redeeming your miles for five domestic coach tickets to using those same miles to fly first class anywhere in the world you've dreamed of visiting. If there is some place on your bucket list that you want to go, now would be the time to get your airline credit cards and start saving your miles. Even if it takes you 5 or more years to save enough miles, it'll be well worth it. The second best value for your miles is to use them to fly first class to Alaska, which is 50,000 miles. And the third best value is first class to Hawaii, which is 80,000 miles. While my wife and I selected United and American, every airline offers credit cards. There are also credit card companies such as Capital One, where you can use your miles on any airline. The downside is they require a lot more miles for both domestic and international trips. My advice is to select a credit card that is offered through a major international airline. Even if they don't fly where you ultimately want to go, more than likely they have a partner airline that does. My last tip is to always book your free ticket as far in advance as you can. The airlines limit the number of seats available per flight for people redeeming miles. While I realize this lesson was a bit more pragmatic than the others, I hope you'll put my recommendations to test. When you experience what it's like to sit in a first-class seat on an international flight and land refreshed, you'll know that little things matter. And remember, don't just use your miles to save money. Use them to improve the quality of your life.